WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, federal prosecutors say a former American soldier who lives in Sussex County communicated with and sent money to a self-identified member of a terrorist group based in Syria. 53-year-old Maria Bell was arrested by FBI agents today at her home in Hapatcong. Bell is accused of providing material support to the Al-Nusra Front, which operates in northwest Syria. Starting in 2017, prosecutors say she used encrypted applications to communicate with and provide advice to the group. Surprising but true, a recent survey finds 13% of homes in the Garden State lack high-speed internet access, which means it's almost impossible for adults and students to work and study from home as the COVID pandemic continues.
Legislation sponsored by Assemblyman Nicholas Chiaravallotti calls for a commission to be formed to evaluate the feasibility of establishing community broadband networks across the entire Garden State.
When you look at an honest picture of the state and you have 13% of 9 million people not having access to high-speed internet in 2020, after COVID-19 hits, we need to do something about it.
Many of us have dealt with the internet slowing down and those Zoom calls freezing, says Chiaravallotti. This is a problem that needs to be addressed. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
There are nearly 3,000 COVID-19 patients hospitalized around New Jersey today, with nearly 545 of them in the ICU at the 71 hospitals around the state reporting daily data. Governor Murphy today tweeted, "It's not too late to change plans for tomorrow," saying while it's difficult and heartbreaking to break with tradition, small gatherings this Thanksgiving are the best way to protect loved ones and ensure gatherings safely in the years to come. Pennsylvania has taken a tough approach to the biggest bar night of the year, banning alcohol sales as of 5 p.m. for tonight, which applies to Pennsylvania restaurants, bars, and private catered events. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says it's an effort to help stop the spread of COVID infections. Atlantic City police officers have been busy studying up, thanks to their department and Stockton University, on a new policy designed to improve relations with the public. It's known as procedural justice. An interim officer in charge, James Sarkis, hopes it's here to stay.
The idea behind procedural justice is that it aims to increase communications, transparency, trust, and respect during the public's interactions with law enforcement.
Sarkis says weekly training is underway and likely will continue into next year. He says he wants civilians to come away with complete understanding of why a police officer interacted with them. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Will the sun give way to some showers? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 101.5 News Time, 12:05. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
We've had this crash out here on the Parkway northbound near exit 67 for over an hour and a half now. It's right before exit 63, and the traffic is now backed up all the way down to Route 72. We had a second crash farther up the line by 116 local in Homedale. At least that's out of here. We're just getting report of an accident now on St. George's Avenue, Route 35, in the area of Avenel Street. The direction undetermined at this time, so just keep an eye out for that. And also in Patterson, we've got a car flipped over on 20 northbound by Route 4, blocking the right lane. No changes on New Jersey Transit. Still no trains on the North Jersey coastline from South Amboy up to New York Penn Station. You can take the bus out of South Amboy. They'll take you out to Metro Park and then use the Northeast Corridor to get over to New York Penn. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes around the clock. Next report, 12:18. From the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk, shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Xfinity. Xfinity has something for everyone. Affordable internet with speeds up to 1 gig. An app that lets you control your Wi-Fi, even pause devices during family dinner. They even have home security and wireless service. Visit Xfinity.com or your local Xfinity store. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 179 points at 29,867. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 12:06.
New Jersey 101.5 wants to light up your holiday, and you could win $1,000. Show us your home, tree, yard, anything that makes this Jersey holiday merry and bright. Share a pic of your dazzling lights on our free app or on nj1015.com to get in to win $1,000. Thanks to our sponsor, Maserati and Alfa Romeo of Monmouth. This holiday season, light up the Garden State, and you could win 1,000. $1,000 from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 12:09 now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Lots of clouds with peaks of sun across New Jersey today. High temperature pretty good in the mid-50s or so. There will be a chance for a shower in northern New Jersey late this afternoon as our next storm system approaches. And then tonight we all get wet. Scattered showers arrive late this evening, and rainfall will become steadier and heavier by daybreak tomorrow morning. Overnight lows only fall a few degrees into the lower 50s. Periods of rain expected throughout your Thanksgiving morning tomorrow. We should taper to showers in the afternoon. High temperatures bump into the lower 60s, and then Friday, the sun comes out. It'll still be mild with highs again in the lower 60s. Cooling down for the rest of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday's highs in the mid-50s, but reasonably pleasant under partly to mostly sunny skies. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory, the perfect addition for your Thanksgiving table in Robbinsville. Come see their abundant supply of chocolate cornucopias, chocolate turkeys, sugar turkeys on Oreos and graham crackers, or a party platter. David Bradley, open on Thanksgiving from 9 to 2. Salem 52, Hackensack 53, Manahawkin 55. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey.